We are talking Eagles defense in studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles defensive coordinator Bill Davis. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Philadelphia. Now, Bill was with his father, who was a coach under
Coach Vermeil.
Dick Vermeil. Mm-hmm. And so what were you doing? How old were you then?
10 or 11.
Ball boying kind of things?
Ball boying, yeah.
Looking up to these players like amazing guys?
Oh, yeah.
Tim like Rossovich, any, no, like any... I'm thinking, who would have been there then? That wasn't Jaws, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Jaws was there. Vince Papale, Dennis Franks, Bill Berge, LeMaster,
okay. All
those guys. Yeah, it was a fun time.
And then in late 80s, with Buddy Ryan, your dad was a personnel
absolutely,
guy. So
yeah. Did
you spend time here as well?
Not as much. I was in college at the time and just coming out, starting my own career. So I wasn't here nearly as much as I was when I was younger.
Why did you become a football coach?
You know, from the earliest time I could remember, that was what I was going to do. You know, I was going to play as long as I could play, which didn't last that long.
Right.
And then I was going to coach because I grew up watching coaches and players, and it just seemed like such a great relationship that coaches and players have, and watching it from the ball boy's eyes and being around it, it just always felt comfortable, and it was like you're at home or something.
Bill, the defensive side of the ball over the years here in the last 20 years, it's they take more and more of your game away from you. You can't touch a guy 5 yards down the field.
Yeah.
So how does it work in the NFL? How does a defense stand a chance?
Great ones adjust, and whatever the rules are, our job is to adjust to them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they put certain limitations on us where we can or can't do things, well then we adjust to coaching and teaching and take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Every rule change, everybody you can't the first reaction can't be oh man that's bad for us. There's good in everything, and you can find a way to take that and use it to your advantage. And I think it's a little bit of an edge you gain in the NFL if you'll take whatever's thrown at you and solve the problem in a way that you can better your team, then the quicker you get to the solution and adjust to it.
So where does this foundation come from? And what works in your mind here? The coaching tree, it's this Pittsburgh Steelers group.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of the guys who really influenced you?
Well, my first opportunity was given to me by Bill Cowher and Tom Donohoe in Pittsburgh. And, Dom Capers was a coordinator. Dick LeBeau was secondary.
Wow.
Marv Lewis was linebackers. Man by the name of Steve Furness was defensive line.
Sure.
So I had a great start in the NFL, great opportunity. Went on to Carolina, and Vic Fangio was a coordinator. I've had stops with coordinators such as Wade Phillips, and out in San Francisco, Mike Nolan and I put together the Baltimore stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really been a blend of the different 3-4 and 4-3 packages with some great teachers and great coaches and minds. And it was I've been very blessed with my
Is the scheme that much different from one team to the next?
It really is not.
Okay.
Most everybody's goal, no matter what coordinator you talk to, and I just had a chance to interview with a number of different teams around the NFL in the last month and a half, and I stepped away and thought about every conversation I had and defensive scheme, and at the end of the day, everybody's maximizing the players' talents that they have, and you have to have a flexible enough system that somebody gets hurt that's a star, somebody else doesn't have that skill set. Well, you may have to tweak and go to a different version of an alignment. But at the end of the day, you got to maximize the talent you have, and you got to eliminate mistakes, and you got to be physical and tackle well.
You know, in Philadelphia, I think people, these Eagles fans now kind of harken back to the Jim Johnson days here in the late 1999 and then through 2008. It was a very aggressive, blitz-oriented defense.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it didn't blitz as much as people thought, but there was always that threat
mm-hmm.
of the blitz, a lot of takeaways. And so the last couple of years have been very tough here. You know, it's been a porous defense. So you've only been here a couple of days. I got to put you on. What do we have here? What do we have to work with? What do you know yet?
Again, I'm just in the early stages of developing, but there is an element of toughness and talent that is here. And I think back to the Jimmy Johnson days, and I've had a ton of respect and studied his stuff a lot. What he did best, I thought, and you alluded to it, it wasn't always pressure, but he gave a lot of illusion of pressure, which keeps the offense off balance and out of rhythm. And that's the goal of the great defenses I've been around. And the goal that we have here in Philadelphia is to have a defense that keeps an offense off rhythm and a little bit on their heels, whether it's pressure or the illusion of pressure or confusion of identification. But any way that we can come up with to put them on their heels, put the quarterback out of his comfort zone, and disrupt the rhythm and the timing of an offense is what we will do.
Why is the read option working so well in the NFL now?
Well, I think it's new, and I think a lot of people are trying to wrap their mind around the fact that people are actually letting that quarterback run as much as they are with a ball in his hand as a runner, because the whole NFL has put all these rules and restrictions on how you can hit a quarterback in a pocket, and you're kind of letting that guy go out there where he's free game. There's no protection. And I think early stages, we will figure it out. And
it's amazing.
Solve it. It's been around forever, but you just kind of you spend a little extra time on it. We're very fortunate here. We've got a bunch of the defensive staff is amazing that we've put together. They've got years and years of experience, and a lot of it is against the read option and the little intricacies of how defense stops it.
See, I'm not a smart guy in football, but I know a little bit. And it, to me, Bill, it always seemed that, well, you can run this gimmick or that gimmick, not that the read option is a gimmick. At the end of the day, it comes down to winning the battle at the line of scrimmage, and then if your quarterback has time to drop back and throw the football, that the offense executes that play, right? I mean, it's not like, you know, you can run the wildcat work for a couple of minutes, and then this read option seems to have the grasp now, and I don't know, is it the defense always seems to catch up to the gimmicks?
Well, I think at the end of the day, gimmicks may come and go, but the offenses, for instance, Washington this year, maximized the talent they had on offense, and I thought they did a great job, and I think Seattle did a lot of the same, and I think San Francisco did a lot of the same. You can see how their offense changed a little bit with Kaepernick in there as opposed to Alex. And it's just every coach is trying to get that done. How do I maximize the talent? What's working out there? Right now, so many colleges are using it. The offensive players and the systems that are coming out of there are more trained in those things. And if you can put those elements into place that are succeeding in the game of football, no matter what level they're succeeding at, they try it, and then we have to solve the problem with how we go about aligning our defense and how we – attack them.
Are you a blitzer?
I say yes. I blitz. I like to say I'm an intelligent play caller. That when blitz is called for, I blitz, and when it's not, you don't. It's again. I keep going back to the rhythm of an offense and getting the quarterback not sure of himself is how you beat quarterbacks and keep points down. Sometimes it's blitzing. Sometimes it's not blitzing. They can tear you apart in blitzes. Some of the quarterbacks that. They're great in systems of getting the ball out and the pressure, even if it's unblocked, doesn't get there, then it's not the time to pressure. But there's other times that when he's not sure of pressure or there's an illusion of pressure, that's the goal of the defense.
Okay.
And you disrupt the rhythm and the time.
You have been talking all day. You've been asking a million, 3-4-4-3. Your answer's fairly straightforward. You're not married to anything. You have the versatility to coach anything.
We are married to getting the best 11 on the field, aligned in a configuration that gives us the best chance to win. And that's what we as a staff are putting together right now. We're building a Philadelphia Eagle playbook defensively and a defensive scheme that is teachable and flexible to where no matter what happens to us, injury or whoever is on our roster, we can maximize that talent and keep the points allowed down.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? What was the interview like with Chip? And he raved about it.
It was great. It was, I went into the interview saying I'm going to give them me and my thoughts and my philosophies and the things that I've done in the past and what I believe in. And if I'm a fit, I'm a fit, and I'll be very happy to join this. If I'm not, then I'll move on, and he'll find a fit, and it'll be good for everybody. When he did pick me and said, I was very excited because after the interview, I felt the same thing. This is a great place to be. Boy, does this guy think a lot like I think. But does he look at things the way I look at them? And then he takes it to a whole other level that I'm very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the NFL, sometimes you get in this one little box, and I've lived in that box for 20 years now, and coach gets you out of that box a little bit. He challenges your thinking and what you've always just kind of sometimes gone along with. It's the way we've always done it, so it's the way to do it. Well, that's
so
he really challenges.
So he'll ask you why.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful question.
Yeah.
If you can't answer the why in everything you do, then you really haven't thought it out enough. And that why question will challenge us and make us.
Game one of the 2012 regular season, Bill, you guys put together a defensive game plan that drove the Eagles absolutely crazy. I think the linebackers had 3 interceptions, right? And
the fourth would have won the game.
Yes, indeed. Thanks
to
some bad hands out there in Cleveland,
that
because that was a nail-biter. But it was a really great defensive effort. Yeah. How did things go for you last year in terms of the linebackers you were working with and the progress that you made there? And one of our old guys, Chris Gokong, who was kind of a tweener here, was very productive with you.
Yeah, Chris is one of my favorites, and he blew his Achilles
injury
early
on.
I went into the season thinking I had Scott Fujita, DeQuell, and Chris, 3 veteran, intelligent, pros, and I ended up with just DeQuell.
Right.
And then a lot of rookies, and I'm very proud of the rookies and how they developed. And L.J. Ford actually has great hands, and I couldn't believe he didn't drop. He dropped that ball at the end of the game. Because he actually is one of the linebackers with better hands. But we progressed, and we had a good group, and they were young, but they were pros. And people can have all kind of different years of experience, but the guys that are a pro, they come to work, they study, they get better at their trade, and the progress happens, and you're playing your best football at the end. I was proud that the young group I had was getting better each week and playing at a high enough level to do well.
Does life change a lot as a coordinator rather than as a position coach?
I think so. You have you've got more responsibility. You've got more men under your watch. You've got more men than more decisions that you have to make.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a position coach, you wait for the coordinator to make his decision, and then you coach off that. You give him all the information you can, and then he makes a decision, and we go. When you step in the coordinator role, you've got more players and coaches that you have to make sure everybody's coordinated and maximizing their talent. I think one of the things, the role of a coordinator is knowing your staff and what their strengths are. I mean, as coaches, we always talk about the players and knowing their strengths and who they are and maximizing, putting them in the best situation. But I've learned in my past coordinator experiences that one of the challenges is finding the coaches' strengths,
mm-hmm.
and let's maximize what they do best, what they teach the best, and growing them, and really, this is a little bit unique, and this staff is so outstanding with their experience. I mean, there's a lot of football coaching experience on the staff, and I'm excited because there's three or four coordinators on this staff, and the ideas that flow in a room, and everybody's all in, and I haven't found an ego in the room yet.
Good.
And it's exciting going forward. I can't wait to see the final result of the defense we put on the field.
Well, I can trust you to tell you with full confidence, nobody can wait for that. Everybody's excited to see what happens here. Bill Davis, we thank you very much for joining us here.
Thank you.
In studio, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Good luck this year and many years to come.